Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill, and it's so great to be here with you today on this 27th day of August. This month is quickly coming to a close, as well as our week and time together. But before we wrap her on up, we are here to read the Word, and we do it in chronological order every day, 365 days out of the year. And if you listen, you will have gone through the Bible in 1 year, individually, collectively, and in community. What a beautiful thing it is. I hope you have grabbed your new mercy waiting for you today. I hope you have turned the page and taken a step forward. Even if it's a small step forward, it is forward motion, going in the right direction. We can get so stuck in the past, right? Where we want things to stay as they were, as is, but God is doing something new every single day, as His mercy, His grace is new every day, and yet He remains good and steadfast at the same time. Today we are starting a brand new book of the Bible. We're reading the book of Ezekiel, chapters 1 through 4 today, and it's the last day in the New Living Translation. Ezekiel, chapter 1. On July 31st of my 13th year, while I was with the Judean exiles besides the Kabar River in Babylon, the heavens were opened and I saw visions of God. This happened during the 5th year of King Jehoiakim's captivity. The Lord gave this message to Ezekiel, son of Buzi, a priest, beside the Kabar River in the land of the Babylonians, and he felt the hand of the Lord take hold of him. As I looked, I saw a great storm coming from the north, driving before it a huge cloud that flashed with lightning and shone with brilliant light. There was fire inside the cloud, and in the middle of the fire glowed something like gleaming amber. From the center of the cloud came four living beings that looked human, except that each had four faces and four wings. Their legs were straight, and their feet had hooves like those of a calf and shone like burnished bronze. Under each of their four wings, I could see human hands. So each of the four beings had four faces and four wings. The wings of each living being touched the wings of the beings beside it. Each one moved straight forward in any direction without turning around. Each had a human face in the front, the face of a lion on the right side, the face of an ox on the left side, and the face of an eagle at the back. Each had two pairs of outstretched wings, one pair stretched out to touch the wings of the living beings on either side of it, and the other pair covered its body. They went in whatever direction the spirit chose, and they moved straight forward in any direction without turning around. The living beings looked like bright coals of fire or brilliant torches, and lightning seemed to flash back and forth among them. And the living beings darted to and fro like flashes of lightning. As I looked at these beings, I saw four wheels touching the ground beside them, one wheel belonging to each. The wheels sparkled as if made of beryl. All four wheels looked alike and were made the same. Each wheel had a second wheel turning crosswise within it. The beings could move in any of the four directions they faced without turning as they moved. The rims of the four wheels were tall and frightening, and they were covered with eyes all around. When the living beings moved, the wheels moved with them. When they flew upward, the wheels went up too. The spirit of the living beings was in the wheels. So wherever the spirit went, the wheels and the living beings also went. When the beings moved, the wheels moved. When the beings stopped, the wheels stopped. When the beings flew upward, the wheels rose up, for the spirit of the living beings was in the wheels. Spread out above them was a surface like the sky, glittering like crystal. Beneath this surface, the wings of each living being stretched out to touch the other's wings, and each had two wings covering its body. As they flew, their wings sounded to me like waves crashing against the shore, or like the voice of the Almighty, or like the shouting of a mighty army. When they stopped, they let down their wings. As they stood with wings lowered, a voice spoke from beyond the crystal surface above them. Above this surface was something that looked like a throne made of blue lapis lazuli. And on this throne, high above, was a figure whose appearance resembled a man. From what appeared to be his waist up, he looked like gleaming amber flickering like a fire. And from his waist down, he looked like a burning flame, shining with splendor. All around him was a glowing halo like a rainbow shining in the clouds on a rainy day. This is what the glory of the Lord looked like to me. When I saw it, I fell face down on the ground, and I heard someone's voice speaking to me. "Stand up, son of man," said the voice. "I want to speak with you." The spirit came into me as he spoke, and he set me on my feet. I listened carefully to his words. "Son of man," he said, "I am sending you to the nation of Israel, a rebellious nation that has rebelled against me. They and their ancestors have been rebelling against me to this very day. They are a stubborn and hard-hearted people, but I am sending you to say to them, this is what the Sovereign Lord says, and whether they listen or refuse to listen, for remember, they are rebels, at least they will know they have had a prophet among them. Son of man, do not fear them or their words. Don't be afraid, even though their threats surround you like nettles and briars and stinging scorpions. Do not be dismayed by their dark scowls, even though they are rebels. You must give them my messages whether they listen or not, but they won't listen, for they are completely rebellious. Son of man, listen to what I say to you. Do not join them in their rebellion. Open your mouth and eat what I give you." Then I looked and saw a hand reaching out to me. It held a scroll, which he unrolled, and I saw that both sides were covered with funeral songs, words of sorrow, and pronouncements of doom. The voice said to me, "Son of man, eat what I am giving you. Eat the scroll. Then go and give its message to the people of Israel." So I opened my mouth, and he fed me the scroll. "Fill your stomach with this," he said. And when I ate it, it tasted as sweet as honey in my mouth. Then he said, "Son of man, go to the people of Israel and give them my messages. I am not sending you to a foreign people whose language you cannot understand. No, I am not sending you to people with strange and difficult speech. If I did, they would listen. But the people of Israel won't listen to you any more than they listen to me. For the whole lot of them are hard-hearted and stubborn. But look, I have made you as obstinate and hard-hearted as they are. I have made your forehead as hard as the hardest rock. So don't be afraid of them or fear their angry looks, even though they are rebels." Then he added, "Son of man, let all my words sink deep into your own heart first. Listen to them carefully for yourself. Then go to your people in exile and say to them, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. Do this whether they listen to you or not." Then the Spirit lifted me up, and I heard a loud rumbling sound behind me. May the glory of the Lord be praised in his place. It was the sound of the wings of the living beings as they brushed against each other and the rumbling of their wheels beneath them. The Spirit lifted me up and took me away. I went in bitterness and turmoil, but the Lord's hold on me was strong. Then I came to the colony of Judean exiles in Tel Abib, beside the Kabar River. I was overwhelmed and sat among them for 7 days. After 7 days, the Lord gave me a message. He said, Son of man, I have appointed you as a watchman for Israel. Whenever you receive a message from me, warn people immediately. If I warn the wicked, saying, You are under the penalty of death, but you fail to deliver the warning, they will die in their sins, and I will hold you responsible for their deaths. If you warn them, and they refuse to repent and keep on sinning, they will die in their sins, but you will have saved yourself because you obeyed me. If righteous people turn away from their righteous behavior and ignore the obstacles I put in their way, they will die. And if you do not warn them, they will die in their sins. None of their righteous acts will be remembered, and I will hold you responsible for their deaths. But if you warn righteous people not to sin and they listen to you and do not sin, they will live, and you will have saved yourself too. Then the Lord took hold of me and said, Get up and go out into the valley, and I will speak to you there. So I got up and went, and there I saw the glory of the Lord, just as I had seen in my first vision by the Kabar River. And I fell face down on the ground. Then the Spirit came into me and set me on my feet. He spoke to me and said, Go to your house and shut yourself in. There, son of man, you will be tied with ropes so you cannot go out among the people. And I will make your tongue stick to the roof of your mouth so that you will be speechless and unable to rebuke them, for they are rebels. But when I give you a message, I will loosen your tongue and let you speak. Then you will say to them, This is what the Sovereign Lord says. Those who choose to listen will listen, but those who refuse will refuse, for they are rebels. And now, son of man, take a large clay brick and set it down in front of you. Then draw a map of the city of Jerusalem on it. Show the city under siege. Build a wall around it so no one can escape. Set up the enemy camp and surround the city with siege ramps and battering rams. Then take an iron griddle and place it between you and the city. Turn toward the city and demonstrate how harsh the siege will be against Jerusalem. This will be a warning to the people of Israel. Now lie on your left side and place the sins of Israel on yourself. You are to bear their sins for the number of days you lie there on your side. I am requiring you to bear Israel's sins for 390 days, one day for each year of their sin. After that, turn over and lie on your right side for 40 days, one day for each year of Judah's sin. Meanwhile, keep staring at the siege of Jerusalem. Lie there with your arm barred and prophesy her destruction. I will tie you up with ropes so you won't be able to turn from side to side until the days of your siege have been completed. Now go and get some wheat, barley, beans, lentils, millet, and emmer wheat, and mix them together in a storage jar. Use them to make bread for yourself during the 390 days you will be lying on your side. Ration this out to yourself, 8 ounces of food for each day, and eat it at set times. Then measure out a jar of water for each day, and drink it at set times. Prepare and eat this food as you would barley cakes. While all the people are watching, bake it over a fire using dried human dung as fuel, and then eat the bread. Then the Lord said, This is how Israel will eat defiled bread in the Gentile lands to which I will banish them. Then I said, O Sovereign Lord, must I be defiled by using human dung? For I have never been defiled before. From the time I was a child until now, I have never eaten any animal that died of sickness or was killed by other animals. I have never eaten any meat forbidden by the law. All right, the Lord said, you may bake your bread with cow dung instead of human dung. Then he told me, Son of man, I will make food very scarce in Jerusalem. It will be weighed out with great care and eaten fearfully. The water will be rationed out drop by drop, and the people will drink it with dismay. Lacking food and water, people will look at one another in terror, and they will waste away under their punishment. Father, we thank you for your word once again today. We thank you for this week that we have experienced. your love, your kindness, your correction, your direction through your word this week. And we let go of all of the things that we did not nor should not accomplish. We let them go. We lay them at your feet. And we look ahead to the newness, the fullness that waits us tomorrow. We thank you that we can sit with the juxtaposition of the ending of a week and the start of something brand new. We consecrate this week to you. We give you permission to move in our hearts, in our minds, in our lives, in the way that you would want to transform us, to be the people that you have created and called us to be in communion with Christ. We thank you. We love you. We worship you. We pray this now in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I thank you for this time that I've had to be here with you. I now leave you in the delicate yet strong and capable hands of my daughter, China. And I look forward to what God will do in you, in us, this week. And I will wait until I can be back with you again. I'm Jill. Until then, love one another.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible Chronological. This is Tiffany, and I'm calling in today just to ask for a prayer for my husband and I. We are expecting our first child. I'm 5 months pregnant. And so we need prayer for that. But just personally for us, it's been a very difficult time because we don't really have any other people to lean on. And we feel like we've been sort of isolated from our friends because we're in a different life stage now. And that's been hard. But my husband also deals with depression, and he owns his own business and has his own struggles with anxiety. And he's going through like the lowest point in his life right now. And he's been seeking out help through trying to find a Christian counselor, a therapist, and no one has answered the phone. And he's desperate. So I'm just asking that for prayer that he could get the help he needs and I could find the support that I need. Thank you so much.
Hey, Dapsy family. I'm calling in to pray for Daphne Young from the August 21st recording. Her brother called saying that she has breast cancer and she's needing to be hospitalized. So Father God, I would just like to lift up Daphne to you now, Lord. Lord, I pray that you would give wisdom to the doctors, Lord. But Lord, I just also pray that healing from heaven would come down, touch her body, Lord. And I pray that if it's your will that she would be healed, Lord, I just pray that you would give her strength during this time. I pray you would give her the rest that she needs. I pray you would support her family through what she's going through, Lord. And just pray that you would continue to give her your peace, Father, knowing that you work all things together for the good of those that love you. So, Lord, I just trust that you're in control of the situation. You know everything about Daphne, Lord. You know what she's going through right now. So, Father, I just pray that your grace would extend to her, your mercies, for your mercies are new every morning, Father. Lord, I just pray that you would heal her. In Jesus' name.
Greetings, my dear BC family. This is Phil, my cup, Lord, from California, and I am calling to pray for everyone whose prayer requests were listened to today on the, I think, the 19th, Sunday the 21st of August. Father, I pray for Kingdom Seeker Daniel and his sister, especially his sister Daphne, as she goes through some uncertain times regarding her treatments with cancer. Dear God, Father, I pray that you provide the right answers. I pray also, Father, that you provide the right chemo combination to heal her, dear Lord God, and restore her to health. I pray you give the doctors the right information and the advice and wisdom to do what is best for Daphne. And I pray, Father, you be with Kingdom Seeker Daniel, you be with Lady of Victory through this, and all the extended family, dear Lord. Father, I pray for the lady who left her message about her mother-in-law who is inciting discord between the two sisters-in-law. Father, I pray for reconciliation. I pray for peace. I also thank you, Father, that now they know that their mother-in-law is up to some conniving. Father, I pray that they pray for her and that they also they know how to deal with that, equip them with that knowledge. And Father, I pray for Miss Judy, who is so old and frail that she needs your help, and she needs to either go in a home or something else. Father, please be with them. And thank you for Samantha for praying for her. In Jesus' name I pray.
Hello, Saints. This is Terry from Toledo, and I just got done listening to August 21st, Sunday's podcast. The lady at the end who was talking about her mother-in-law, we don't wrestle against people, we wrestle against spirits and principalities. And right now, in the name of Jesus, we command that spirit of division and strife to go. We come against it. We come against lying, gossiping lips. In the name of Jesus, they got to go. And Lord, we ask right now that you set a bloodline of Jesus around this family. We ask that you wash their minds with the blood of Christ. And we just ask for healing in this family. And also, Lord, this is going on in the country too. So right now we come against that in the name of Jesus in the country, and we say go in Jesus' name. We bring the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And we just ask, Lord, that you flood this nation and heal it, and flood this family and heal it in Jesus' mighty name. Terry from Toledo. Love you all. Bye.
Hi, this is Victoria Soldier. Just calling in to pray for some of the dabbers. I want to pray for Cynthia's daughter and a son-in-law and the marriage and their children. I want to also pray for Kingdom Seeker sister Daphne, who's battling bladder cancer. I want to pray for her, and I want to pray for that precious family. And I want to also pray for his precious wife and the challenges that she's going through. I want to also pray for Samantha, whose mother-in-law has been doing evil things to her to keep her and her sister apart. I want to pray for her and her precious sister, and I wanted to encourage her that it's only nothing but the devil that's trying to keep y'all apart, and you got to rebuke him in the name of Jesus. And let him know that God is in charge. I'm praying for you, my sister, and I want to pray for you all now. Gracious Father, I just ask you to have your way, Father, in the name of Jesus. We know that God's people are doing the things that are right, because the enemy is messing with our people, that precious sisters, two precious sisters, Lord. We just ask that you have your way. Let them combat the devil, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You touch my precious sister, Daphne. Father, you are a God that can do anything but fail. You are a mighty healer. I've known you've done it so many times, and now it's no different. Father, we ask you to touch Daphne. Work a miracle, Lord. You bless that precious family, Father, in the name of Jesus. You touch that marriage, Lord, that marriage and all the marriages of the dabbers, that people are leaving, that people don't know which way to go, that people are thinking of leaving, that people are trying to destroy their marriages. Father, we just ask that you be in the midst with your hands stretched out over both of them, Lord, and you work. work a miracle and keep those marriages together. And Lord, we'll give you the glory and the praise. We just ask that you continue to bless Jill and China and continue to encourage them and tell them thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. We'll give you the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen.
Encouragement as you reach out to your family members to encourage them to see the healing that is going to come Daphne's way. I just want to read that for Daphne from Malachi chapter 4 and verse 2. It says this: "But unto you who revere and worshipfully fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings and his beams. And you shall go forth and gamble like calves from the stall and leap for joy." I just want to pray for Daphne that, Lord, that the healing that is in your wings will fall upon Daphne right now. That this cancer, Lord God, will be beaten in the mighty name of Jesus. And Daniel and the family and the extended family from church and so on, Lord God, will just rejoice in seeing the wonderful work that you are doing in her life. So I just pray for Daphne right now, Lord God, as she goes through this time of hurt and a time of struggle, that, Lord, that you will touch her and heal her, and that Daniel and the rest of the family will just rejoice knowing that they serve a mighty God. And I ask this in your powerful, loving name, Lord Jesus. Amen. Have a great day, everybody. God bless.